Author's Introduction. You may be wondering, how does Epstein fit into a War on Drugs series of books? In part three of this series, American Made, I told the story of Barry Seal, who flew cocaine into America and weapons out of America to Nicaragua for the CIA, under instructions from George H.W. Bush and Oliver North. Prior to his assassination, Barry's goal was to run Southern Air Transport, SAT, over Mexico, with CIA pilot Terry Reid, whose book Compromised documents Terry's discovery of CIA drug trafficking and the deadly consequences he faced when he blew the whistle. On February the 19th, 1986, Barry's SAT dream died after he was shot by a Colombian hit team in front of the Salvation Army's Community Treatment Center in Baton Rouge. Drug trafficking allegations led to the CIA investigating itself. On October 1, 1998, the CIA Inspector General issued a report linking SAT to allegations of trafficking cocaine to finance the Contra rebels in Nicaragua in the 80s. On the exact same day, SAT went bankrupt in Columbus, Ohio. What was it doing in Ohio? None other than Jeffrey Epstein had arranged for SAT to establish itself at Rickenbacker Air Force Base in Columbus, Ohio. Epstein was working for Leslie Wexner, whom Epstein's survivor, Maria Farmer, described as the head of the snake for the U.S. honey trap operation. The arrival of SAT in Ohio was publicized as a boost for the local economy, the same spiel Governor Bill Clinton had used when promoting the Arkansas Development Finance Authority, which, according to ex-employee Larry Nichols, was washing drug money. As suspicion grew about its real purpose, SAT collapsed under massive debt. Researching the war on drugs has revealed that the biggest players are governments, the military, and intelligence agencies, and that honey trap operations, such as Epstein's, are tentacles of the same forces at work. Or as Charlie Robinson described when titling his book, The Octopus of Global Control.